So you are coming to Salt Spring on next Sunday on the 30th, and you're going to be at the Still Point Yoga Studio, which is underneath the yoga studio underneath the Harbor House or behind the Harbor House. And so it's next Sunday from 11:30 to 2:30. And so, and you're going to be, you'll be talking basically on this theme?
Yes, I'm really meeting people wherever they're at and whatever they're curious and interested about.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of this work is that it no longer, our wholeness can no longer only be satisfied by how much meditation we do or what retreat away we do, but actually about the life we live. This becomes a precious doorway. The discomforts, the stresses, actually become pathways inward that are inclusive of that. So it's beautiful to meet with people, to share some of this approach, to give some practicalities of how to be in relationship with those uncomfortable areas, and how to maintain that support system that can allow for this inner embodied growth along with the conscious growth.
Yeah, and I think just from my own experience, the living or the duality, as you say, we live in the, you know, having to live in the world and, you know, earn a living and interact with people, and we have our highs and our lows, and yet there's also an aspect of divinity that exists at all times, but it's like we're not always in tune to that. We may have our, As Sharon Salzberg says, your cup could be receiving like rain or the divine or whatever you want to call it, and you're receiving and you're connected with it, or you could have the cup turned down, but yet it's still pouring down, and it's just a matter of you turning that cup up to receive it, and finding that balance between living in the world and then being connected with that divine, that stillness and that presence. And I know in my own search and my own practice, that's always been, you know, where my stumbling block is.
Yes, actually beautifully described. And I work with clients on a regular basis, on phone contact, video Skype, or in person, depending what's available. And it turns out that people often say, you know, boy, this job situation is so challenging and so stressful. You know, if I could just get rid of that, then I could get in on with my awakening.
Exactly.
You know, or with something else. Relationship is this. And I've found through my own very challenging experience at stages of my life, and now with folks that I work with, that those are not stumbling blocks. They're actually doorways,
mm-hmm.
despite what they look and feel like, to somehow, you could even say it in the words of making peace with being human and individual.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than that. It's actually discovering that is inclusive of our divinity.
Yeah.
And the way that this stage of our development is supported is actually requiring the companionship with others. Somebody who has that capacity professionally to support somebody because of their own path of exploration and then training, that can support someone in that way. But not just that, but it's beautiful to have others that are leaning in towards that finite human dimension of themselves in a new way of including it.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us have an automatic training that when we notice something uncomfortable in us or a way we've behaved that isn't ideal, we immediately have an impulse to judge it and fix it in a very positive intention, but a way that keeps constricting us.
Yeah.
It keeps putting a shell or a barrier around that place.
Right.
So in the companionship of others, we get to start to find out that it's okay to be with us, even with those hurts, those limits, even those poor behaviors, enough that we can start to settle into them and actually find out that's not all of us, that we can actually include that. That wholeness actually includes that and gives us more choice around that.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't require our perfection any more than it requires the perfection of a tree with a bent branch or a brown leaf.
Mm-hmm.
whole awakening, whole being awakening, doesn't require perfection. It requires living into every niche and corner of our nature with awareness and with love, not by learning how to be loving towards those parts, but actually becoming those parts and discovering our love nature that holds and includes those parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautifully said. So, if you're just joining us on the station, on the show, I'm doing an interview with Rod Taylor, and Rod's going to be, well, actually it was Julie Hampton scheduled Rod to come on island and do a talk from 11:30 to 2:30 next Sunday at Still Point Yoga. It's at the Harbor House. There's actually no admissions, which is wonderful. So it'll be a way to share, we have Rod share some of his experience. And actually, I should let you talk about kind of what you're going to, how you're going to do it.
Okay, good. So I'm really grateful to Julie Hampton for organizing this. I know Julie, and she's appreciated this approach to awakening and whole being realization, and took the initiative to want to share something she thought was valuable with her whole community there. And for me, I live in Souk over on Vancouver Island, not so far from Victoria. So it's a joy for me to be discovering communities and people who are interested in coming together in this way to discover more about our nature and our community nature in awakening.
Mm-hmm.
So in that session, everyone's, I would love to see whoever feels any inkling of interest. And what I'm offering is not a belief system. It's really a meeting people to see if there's ways that this holding awakening might add an activation and a support and a recognition for each person's and all of our continued growth and unfoldment. And my own nature continues to be enriched and unfolded by these kind of contexts. So it's really my pleasure, it's really my dharma, it's really the kind of the essence of my life path, including my professional life, to be teaching and supporting others. And so to do it in this frame is a joy for me. And in the event itself, we're going to have a chance to sit together. I like to offer the opportunity to do an open-eyed gazing meditation, which brings a sense of presence between each other. Hear a little bit about why people are there, and discuss ways that we can be in relationship with ourselves in the short term and over time, and take whatever questions are there for people who want to explore or even object to something that's said, so that we get to see what makes sense to each of us and what's the value there.
Yeah.
And it'll be just lovely to meet people in this general area that I live in and feel that companionship.
Yeah. Yeah, you're actually going to be while I'm on air, so maybe I can swing by in the second half or something, but yeah.
Okay, great. That'd be lovely.
Yeah, it would be nice to meet you, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, so that's wonderful, and I thank you so much for calling in, and we did get through some of the burbles as far as the technical issues, and we got you on air successfully, which is great, and I just thank you so much, Rod, for calling in. I know you've got guests, and you've got a busy schedule yourself, and so I appreciate that you took the time to call in.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and there are very real practical ways that, as you mentioned, we can move into that relationship with ourself and really realizing that divinity and love that's actually available to us, but we just haven't quite found that orientation. And I've been gifted by others who helped me move in that direction. And it's a treat to have a chance to talk with you about it and let people know about a chance to talk further if they'd like.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, I will let you go, and again, for the listeners, if you get a chance next Sunday at 11:30, Rod will be at the Harbor House, and he'll be doing a presentation, talk, meditation. Sounds like a nice blend of things from 11:30 to 2:30. And bring your questions, Sir Rod. It sounds like it'll be a wonderful gathering. So thank you again, Rod, for calling in.
Thank you very much, Radha.
Okay.
Look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, likewise. And if you want to hold on the line for a second, I will get the music loaded up, and I'll talk with you in just a second. Hold on.
Okay, very good.